What if that one thing you are truly afraid of is directly tied to the reason you're here?
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this. Well, hello. Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I am your host and friend, Katie Fortune. Thank you for being here today and listening to my allergy voice. Yes, I am struggling with terrible allergies right now because it's pollen city over here and I sound raspy, as you can tell. But maybe we'll like that today. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Now, today I want to chat with you on something that I talked about on my motivation moment video this week. If you watched that, don't worry, this will still be different. So you can listen here. But if you did not watch it, go check it out. It's a little bit different video than I normally do. I was actually swinging in my new hammock swing and loving life. But the other day, I was thinking, as I was driving, I saw this bird struggling to fly. Now, was it struggling to fly because it was really windy? Probably. But for some reason, in that instant, in my head, I thought, wow, what if birds were afraid of heights? I mean, seriously, what would happen if a bird was afraid of heights? It wouldn't fly. At least that's my opinion, it wouldn't fly. If I was afraid of heights, it's not like I'm going to go up and fly over the entire world. So it got me thinking, okay, so if this bird is afraid of heights, and if it doesn't want to fly because it's too afraid to go high in the sky, and no, I did not mean to rhyme there, is that bird actually living up to its full potential? Is that bird doing the things it was supposed to be put on this earth to do? The answer is no. Birds are here to fly and do many things, but to fly and soar high in the sky. And if that bird would listen to its scared gut feeling of being afraid of heights, it's not living up to its full potential. Now think even deeper into this. I did. So it's afraid, right? It's afraid of heights. I know people that are afraid of heights. I am. I'm afraid of heights for sure. So if the bird's afraid of heights, does not fly, think about everything that bird is missing out on. Think about all of the things that that bird is not doing because he or she is afraid of heights. Now, you're like, why, Katie, are you talking about birds? I know. I don't know why, actually. Actually, yes, I do. I'm taking that back. I do, because when I was driving the other day, singing to some music, it just hit me. I wish I could like have you in the car with me right now. I was driving, listening to one of my favorite songs, saw the bird, thought that thought, instantly after thought, wow, what if I'm not living up to my full potential? What if whoever you believe in, whatever power or whatever you believe in, put you on this earth for whatever reason and you are too afraid to do that thing? So for me, I love speaking. One of my favorite things in the world is speaking to students, young adults, adults, everyone really, but really specifically students. To encourage them and to teach them and to inspire and motivate them to know they can do anything they put their mind to go past their fears, to be themselves, their true authentic self, to celebrate their different ability. That's my favorite thing to do. Now, I'll tell you though, I did not speak publicly at all ever until I graduated college. I've told this story before, so go back to my other episodes and listen in. But I did not take a speech class in high school. I took one speech class in college,
aced it, by the way. I should have just noticed then. But I was afraid. I was afraid of being in front of people. Now, when I would speak in front of my interior design classes and things like that, yeah, I'd get nervous and stuff, but I was never really afraid of it because I knew who I was and what I was talking about. But the first time I ever spoke publicly in front of a lot of people, over 100 people, was at my great aunt Lynn's celebration of life. It was terrifying. My first ever big speech in front of an entire crowd, I cried through the entire thing. Hey, it's Katie. Quick interruption here. Question, have you checked out my online store, shopkatiefortune.com? If you have not, go check it out. There are new products in 2022 for you, and even more on their way. And also, while I'm here interrupting this awesome podcast episode, are you subscribed to the podcast? No? You should be. And if you are, thank you. And lastly, are you subscribed to the email list? Because you really should be as well. There's so many updates and things that I put out every week for you. And in the near future, there are going to be some sneak peeks and some pretty awesome deals and all sorts of great things for you to take advantage of. Again, thank you so much for listening. And now back to the episode. I'll never forget it. I remember exactly where I was standing. I remember seeing the crowd standing there, sitting there, shoulder to shoulder, celebrating my great aunt Lynn. But I was terrified. But something came over me to raise my hand and go up and tell a story. And ever since then, I kept speaking. I knew since the day my great aunt Lynn passed away, since the day I stood up on that stage and talked in front of all of the people that loved her, I knew I needed to keep going and needed to keep speaking to these amazing students, specifically the students that have different abilities, which really everyone does. But you get what I'm talking about. Kids with disabilities, because I want to make sure that that legacy keeps going on. The legacy my Aunt Lynn started. But now think, if I was too afraid and I talked myself out of it, if I didn't raise my hand that night, would I be here? I don't think so. So the message here today in this short little episode is think about things that you're afraid to do, something that you might be afraid of or you are too nervous to do because you might think you fail. You're afraid to fail. You're afraid that people will make fun of you. You're afraid what you'll look like or what you'll say or do. Got that in your head? Do you have that one thing? Maybe many things, but do you have that? Pick one. What if that one thing you are truly afraid of is directly tied to the reason you're here? What if the thing that you're too scared to get out of your comfort zone is the reason you were put on this earth? Are you living up to your full potential? And it doesn't have to be big, huge things. It can be small, big, medium, large. I don't care. But like that bird, my imaginary bird, by the way, because the other bird did actually fly. But if a bird is too afraid of heights and it never flies, think about everything it's missing. Now put that back to you. If you are too afraid to do something, think about everything you could be missing. Is it worth it to not just go for it? Isn't it worth trying it and failing? At least you tried. I mean, really, if you think about it, my first time ever speaking publicly could have looked like an epic failure. I bawled my eyes out through the entire story. Ugly cried. That could have been an epic failure in some people's eyes. I'll never forget driving home back to UW-Stout to graduate in 3 months from the college that my Aunt Lynn, my great Aunt Lynn, told me I should go to. I will never forget driving back and feeling empowered and feeling like she was there with me, telling me, Katie, keep going with your mission. And at the time, my friend, I didn't know it was my mission. I had no idea that me building a business and a brand and speaking to kids with disabilities and different abilities, trademarking different ability, starting this podcast, having a YouTube show, motivation moment, and everything else I'm building, I had no idea back in 2012. But between 2012 and 2022, where we are right now, that's 10 years. Think about how much time I could have wasted if I didn't just go for it. Now, I'm putting that challenge on you. Are you going to sit there and be afraid of something that you really think you might want to try or do? Or you question, ooh, it'd be so cool to try that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to fail. My friend, my challenge for you is do it. Try it. Live up to your full potential, because I believe you're here for a reason. And I would hate to hear that you didn't go for it because you were too afraid to fail or too afraid to be embarrassed by people or whatever it may be. What's the worst that could happen? You fail? Okay, get back up. Try again. My friend, I believe in you. You are here for a reason. The world needs you. Go live up to your full potential. Keep trying and pushing yourself for the things you really want. And don't let that little thought in your head, that little voice, tell you you can't do it. You know, actually, it will tell you that. And you're going to come back with, watch me. I'm going to succeed. And I'm going to do it. I believe in you. Again, I'll say it and say it and say it again. I believe in you. I don't want you to be that little bird that I made up in my mind that was too afraid of flying because it was scared of heights. Think about the world and the things you will miss if you don't go for it. My challenge is for you, friend, is to go for it. Do it. Try something new. Get out of your comfort zone. You are amazing. You are loved. You are worthy. And you are awesome. So go get it. Go chase your dreams and goals. I cannot wait to see you do the things you were put on this earth to do. Have an amazing day. And I cannot wait to chat with you next time. See ya.
Wow. Can you believe it? It's already done. Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the different Ability Podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability Podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?